Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 154 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the nation's station, Radio GH, on Sunday, 4th of February, 2024. Hello. We're going to have two themes and a bit of new music today. We'll start with Roy Goldring's jig, The Invitation Dance, which now has its own recording on a double CD by Muriel Johnston and Friends, a.k.a. Jim Lindsay, Ian Robertson, Keith Smith and Gordon Smith, called Old Friends Meet, 31 tracks for 59 Roy Goldring leaflet dances. Today we'll have three tracks from CD 2. In the invitation dance, first man dances across to his partner's place as she dances forward and curves in behind him, and they cast off around second lady to be side by side, lady above the man, first lady to dance right hand across with the twos, and first man dances left hand across with the threes. Ones in promenade hold dance a reel of three with first corners, then with second corners, dance a half figure of eight down around the threes, and all three couples turn right hand.
Thank you.
Those tunes were Baker's Wood by Jim Johnston, The Balfron Boy by Nancy Dixon, Ian Holmes' Compliments to Jimmy Shand, HMS Aurora by Ian Findlay, Jackie Johnston by Ian Holmes, and Tribute to Leeds SCD, attributed to John Wilmot, but listed elsewhere as by Donald Ridley. Now the first theme today is date-related. On the 4th of February 211, Roman Emperor Septimus Severus died at Eboracum, modern-day York, whilst he was preparing to lead a brutal final campaign against the Caledonians. His death left the Roman Empire in the control of his two quarrelling sons, Caracalla and Geta. Geta was murdered by the Praetorian Guard later that year under orders from Caracalla, and the ancient sources portray Caracalla as a tyrant and a cruel leader. Maybe he was Caracalla. Modern works continue to portray him as an evil ruler, painting him as one of the most tyrannical of all Roman emperors. The Romans never fully occupied Caledonia, though several attempts were made over nearly 200 years, and Caracalla, eager to return to Rome, made peace with the Caledonians and retreated south of Hadrian's Wall. So, we will have two dances, Hadrian's Wall, an unpublished 8x40 reel by Derek Haynes, and Hadrian's Wall Strass Bay, 3x32 bars by Linda Lieberman of Iowa. Because Derek Haynes' dance was unpublished, there is no specific recording, but the recommended lead tune is that of 21st of September from RSCDS Book 17. So we will hear Neil Copland's band from 2010.
Thank you.
Neil Copland and his band played The Cross of Inverness by Captain Simon Fraser, Mrs. Janet Ellis and Bobby Colgan's Delight, both by Angus Fitchett, and Morag's Reel by Bobby MacLeod. For Hadrian's Wall Strass Bay, I have chosen a George Meikle and the Lothian Band track called The Dark Mile. I bet there were, and still are, plenty of those near Hadrian's Wall. Lothian Band in 1986 played the Inchgarth Strass Bay by Charles F. Sherritt and then two traditional tunes, Wee Willie Winkie and Katie Bairdie. And so to our second theme today. This week is when I remember my father, who died on February the 2nd, 2015, 8 days before his 87th birthday. As I have said before, he was no dancer, though liked the music, but there are dances which remind me of him by their names. He was at school in Northern Ireland, and during the war they were evacuated to a hotel in Port Rush. During his final days, he reminisced to me of their free time spent on the beach there, and in effect said his own Farewell to Port Rush, which is an 8x32-bar jig by Lucy Mulholland, published in the Belfast Platinum Anniversary book, for which Marian Anderson's band recorded the CD in 2016. Marion began with two of her own tunes, The Causeway Jig and Flying Scots, then Willie Walsh's jig, and finally another of Marion's, Hamish Colgan's Railway Sessions. Which brings us neatly to two railway dances. My father loved trains, steam trains, and narrow gauge railways particularly. He had no technical knowledge, but could recognise a disused branch line from the lie of the land, architecture of a house, etc., and would then look it up in an old road atlas book from pre-beaching days. So, we'll have The Four Couple Strass Bay, The Railway Man, by Beth Hannah, which has as its lead tune Siesta at Antica by Tony Payne, and I think the dance was written for Tony, who is also a classicist and organist, as well as Scottish dancing teacher and a thoroughly good guy. I don't suppose he is listening, but my best wishes to Tony and Dillis Payne in Nottingham. And on with the dance. Lots of half formations. Ones and fours dancing couples. They petronella to the centre line. Top and bottom in fours. Set. Half right hand across. Set. Ones and fours half reel of four. Then turn two hands to opposite sides and cast in a place. Top and bottom, set, right hand across all the way, and set. Half reels of four on the sides, and then all chase halfway to end 2-4-1-3. David Hall and his band recorded the track on a Manchester medley cassette.
Thank you.
tunes were Siesta at Antica by Tony Payne, Uncle Tom's Wedding by David Hall, Margaret's Fancy by Ian and Bill Powery, and Alison Winhall by Tom Rattray Hall. The Welsh Pool and Llanfair Light Railway was the closest of the Welsh narrow gauge railways to us when I was growing up, and we went there often. So Jill Jennings' dance, The 5 o'clock from Welsh Pool, instantly hit a chord with me, and I've chosen Sandy Nixon's version of The Black Mountain Reel to accompany it, as the Black Mountain Reel Club was the nearest Welsh one to us. Andy Nixon played his tune Jeff Dent's Reel, Ian MacPhail's compliments to the late John Gibson, and then Val Stannard's Reel, also by Sandy. That recording was on Merino Magic, and he used a different tune set on The Silver Spire. For our 8 times Strathbay, we will combine themes with Wells House, one of the dances by Roy Goldring on the new double CD from Muriel Johnston and Friends. The Wells House was a boys' prep school in Malvern Wells, where my father taught for 15 years in the 1950s and 60s. Thank you. Just heard The Road to Leeds by Donald Ridley, Mrs. Mary Stoker by Muriel Johnston, Sterlini, and then Murphy's Measure, both by Nancy Dixon. And finally, Miss Margaret Anderson by Muriel again. The tracks on these CDs are intended for use with other dances, and this one is also suitable for Twixt Silver and Gold, Ettrick Water, The Lassie from Stirling, and North Grove. My father's university years were spent in Dublin, so our next gig is the 4x48 square set Dublin's Delights by Carol Skinner, which I have paired with Marion's recording for The Lagan Bridges, tying together the years my father was on the island of Ireland. Traditional tunes from Marian Anderson's band, Argyle Is My Name, Tripping Up the Stairs, The Gander in the Pratty Hole, and Paddy Clancy's. This medley jumped out at me when I saw the name. My father, Francis Long, stood up to speak at a local village meeting immediately after Mr. Short had spoken, so my father couldn't resist saying at the end that they'd now heard the long and the short of it. And, coincidentally, they are now buried next to each other in the village cemetery. The medley was devised by Bruce Herbold in 2002 for a height-mismatched pair for their wedding. The recording is from Stringfire's Excited States CD. ¶¶ Road Home is by Patty Cobb, the leader of Stringfire, and the other tunes were The Beauty of the North, Marjorie and Richard's Wedding, Hiking to High Point, Gordon's Favourite, Paddy on the Turnpike, and Mickey Ainsworth. We will have a short blast of the Cairn Strath Bay, played by Muriel and friends, as I am at the Cairn Hotel Harrogate this weekend for the York and Humberside RSCDS Advanced Weekend. And then our final dance is Long Frank's Reel. Not that my father was ever called Frank, my mother hates that name, but he would have appreciated the connection. lead tune played for the Cairnstrass Bay was Mrs. Ray Wallace by Jim Johnston. And Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band played Frank and June Hewitson by David Queen, who wrote the dance, presumably for Frank Hewitson. Then Gilderoy and the Old Grey Cat, both traditional, with Ingram's 35 by Freeland Barber as the fourth tune. A special mention to Alison Bell, Wynne Balgarney and Marissa Bryce with that tune. We play out today with Alpine Express. Interlaken was one of my father's favourite places, and this is from Gary Blair's album Still Steaming. My memories live on. Many thanks to Ewan and Andy at Radio GH, and to you all for continuing to support us. More next week. Bye!